So how do I clap with a mic in my hand?
How's it going?
How's it going?
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the Fear In podcast. A podcast by three guys from Australia.
It's three regular.
That's right. We've changed. I've improved quite a lot. I've improved myself. And I've improved my co-host.
Who am I replacing? Will?
Well, no, well, you're Austin. Austin. He's the eye candy, and yeah. And you're Will. Cutie Cinderella couldn't make it. She's actually still a part of the podcast, but Will and Austin are not. I've cut them out. It's over. It's you guys now. What's up, everybody? We're back. We're doing Fear and podcast, and we're doing it in Australia. Unfortunately, Will couldn't come, and Austin was not interested in coming ever. And Cutie, of course, doesn't travel. So it's just me with my two Aussie boyfriends. And we're popping off out here in Sydney. I don't know if you guys watch the live streams. I am also going to Melbourne after this as well. So we're going to be doing some other podcasts with some other Australian content creators as well. And we'll bring you along for the journey. You're already... both of you guys are... You got the piggies out.
Got the dogs out.
You got the dogs out. You're...
just want to help you guys get some views, you know.
Why are they so dirty underneath?
It's because I walk barefoot everywhere.
Yeah. It's also because barefoot in the garage and then I walk through the house. So then the floor is filthy and covered in metal spikes.
At best it's filthy, but usually there's like shavings of metal that you end up stepping on.
Dude, that's the same exact nonsense with my brother. Marat also has a lot of metal shavings everywhere and he brings it into the fucking house and it's the worst thing ever because you step on it and you're like, this is not supposed to be here.
It's the worst.
I bring them into my bed.
You're saying that as if someone's done this to you? You're like shocked?
I mean, I am shocked because I'm shocked at myself, but I don't change my behavior. And then I'm like, this hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. Why do you not, you know, clean yourself a little bit more?
I don't know. I can't.
Anyway, okay. Well, listen. I think that I have a lot of opinions on Australia, and I want to get started with the number one thing that I've been saying already. Australia is baby America. It is very similar to America in many ways, I think. And you guys have gotten very mad at me for this.
Well, I just feel culture shock whenever I go to America. Maybe I'm just in denial. I don't know.
Maybe it's because it's mini America, so you don't.
Yeah. It's just more America plus. America is America plus. Australia is America minus.
It's like when you get angry at other people for exhibiting behaviors that you have.
Yes.
I go there and I'm angry because I'm like, yeah. I see it. I see it in myself.
You're like, indigenous genocide. Who could have done this?
What is wrong with you?
Who could have done that? Yeah. Why are you a settler colony? Not me. No, thank you. I would never do such a thing in Australia.
What are some of the things that you say that you're like?
So car cooked.
Yeah.
I think Australia is very car cooked.
Yeah.
It kind of has to be in some ways, I guess, because like there are areas that you just can't go to without having a car. But I suspect that many people are not like traveling to random parts of the fucking outback where no one lives.
Yeah.
What's that about? There's just whole spaces of land where just no one
lives. We're working on colonizing that. That's a project. It's a settler colonial project.
What happened there? No one fucks with that?
I don't know if you're talking from like a ecosystem kind of like it's not profitable to go to these.
We go there for mining.
Like
dig up all.
It
the
just
stuff.
Doesn't rain. I think maybe that's a big part of it.
It's just the what?
Doesn't rain. It's like the east coast of Australia, and then people only live on the coast.
Yeah,
I don't think that's just because of water.
There's so much land though.
Yeah,
people used to know how to live. In the middle of Australia, they killed all those guys. So like,
they should have asked them like, "How do you do this before killing them?"
You say that, but Pine Gap.
That's true. Americans know how to live in there.
Very useful spaces in the middle of Australia.
That's So is Pine Gap in the middle of Australia?
Yeah, like pretty much.
It's like dead center.
Yeah. Oh, there's got to be some utility out of that.
Yeah. I think the idea is that like, because it never rains, they get like perfect satellite communications. And then also it's in the middle of, you know, the outback, so it's very hard to get to. And
Not many.
Unless you're YouTubers with a mission.
Yeah.
It wasn't that hard to get.
Did anybody like, since the police detained you, has anyone reached out again?
No.
So that was it? We
did have a weird thing happening for a while. Since we came back,
we had
police visiting a lot because we've got security cameras in this house that point at the street. Mm. They always come by and be like, there was a murder. We have to like plug this USB into your security cameras and find out. We're like, okay.
And it happened probably 6 or 7 times in 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, do you think a lot of murders are happening in your neighborhood, or there's the cops are just like working?
I haven't heard of a single murder in this neighborhood.
No. I mean, it's not like I know.
They were like, it's gang related. So we're like, oh, maybe we won't know about it.
I don't
know.
After a while, we said, like, no thanks. Let the gangs do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Leave me out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not snitching.
I don't want to take a position on the gangs. Yeah. Wait, that's nuts. So you think like maybe the intelligence community is like, let's see what these guys
I think we're just actually paranoid and we want to feel like we've done something really cool. So we're like, they're actually after us.
I definitely like to think that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes you feel important.
Yeah.
I think it's more we live in a dodgy area.
I did consider not putting your name down when I was getting my Australian visa, because like I thought maybe because of the Pine Gap video, there would be like, no. Like, you're already dinged up on our list. Like, you can't get TSA pre-check for some weird reason. I don't know what it is. I'm not speculating. Maybe it's just government incompetence and they're just like bad at giving me TSA pre-check, only me.
Sure.
Everyone else seems to have an easy time with it. I don't know. And then he's like, well, what are they doing? Are they linking up? Like, this guy, Pine Gap, CIA, here, you have a file. What's the fuck is this about? And I thought that I might not get like a visa to Australia, which is like the most cucked thing, because like,
it is America.
Mini America.
It is. It's a it's not even America. It's a base. It's an American base.
I own this country and I'm not allowed into it. It's insulting. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Although so
we had the same issue coming to your place. We wrote Hassan down as a contact. And then the customs people were like, you're meeting this Hassan. And where'd you meet him before? Like, oh, on the internet. Like, so you met Hassan on the internet. And then
on the Islam forums.
Yeah.
And they're like, now you're staying at his house.
Do you know his address? I'm like, not really.
Like, how long have you known this man? I was like, oh, I've spoken to him like once or twice online. Like, you're living with him.
Yeah, which is normal. That's how it works. Which I had that exact same exchange with the Customs and Border Patrol guy in Australia. But mine wasn't like, mine was a random search.
Mm.
And but what I mean by that is there was a Customs and Border Patrol guy, which, by the way, they suspiciously wear outfits that don't look like they're professional. Like,
awesome. Oh, probably because they're not carrying like fucking AR-15s.
Yeah, but maybe you got a special one, because we've been pulled over a lot by the random people, but they obviously look like they're in a uniform.
He was in a uniform, but it didn't.
It's like a chill
give off like cop vibes.
Yeah, they kind of look.
Yeah,
pretty,
they look chill.
Pretty chill.
He looked like he could be wearing like a delivery driver uniform.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I was looking at him. I grabbed my bag. 15-hour flight, by the way. We'll talk about that in a second. Grab my bag, and this like Bogan looking dude is like looking at me, and I'm looking back at him, and I'm like, how do I get out of here? Because like I couldn't figure out where the exit was. And he's like, well, you're not getting out of here right now. Let me tell you, I'll show you how to get out of here, mate. Fucking hell. No, he was just like, all right, come over here. And I was like, oh, a helpful guy. Nope. He just starts being real inquisitive with me. And then I realized, like, is this motherfucker Customs and Border Patrol? What's happening? And then he just like, he starts asking me questions like, what do you do? And he's like, can I see your car? Because we do the smart, you guys have the smart thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you like have to put your passport in. And it's like, oh God, I don't know if this is just me, but I get so fucking annoyed because like on the plane, they give you a card.
Yeah.
And you have to write all the stuff. And they're like, did you bring in any meat? Did you bring in any dairy? Like, did you bring any tobacco products?
We're all lactose intolerant here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the government has to keep an eye on that.
And I get it, like, because island, delicate ecosystem, you don't want to fuck it up. Like, you can't even bring shoes with, like, soil on them, right? So in my mind, I'm thinking, like, you know, okay, I fill this out and then it's fine. And then I get out of the plane and then I have to do it again on the fucking smart machine.
Also, have you seen what they do with your card? Literally, you give it to a person, you walk in, they just throw it in a bin.
Yeah.
It's like, why did I fill that out if you're going to ask me the questions anyway?
Yeah.
Like,
so I fucking fill it out. I do the smart machine. After the smart machine, this fucking bogan is asking me the same exact fucking questions. I'm like, bro, this is the 8th time I'm answering these. No, I don't have any soil on my fucking shoes, man. Like, no. They're like, oh, have you been to Indonesia or South America? And I'm like, that's weird. Why are you asking me specifically those two places?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, what, do they got beef with Indonesia? What's happening?
I don't know, because it's like the same fucking
ecosystem. I feel like they like Indonesia. Yeah.
Maybe they're just racist.
Yeah.
They're like, we just don't like Indonesia. Yeah. If you've
I
been there.
They should be honest, though. Like, when they approach you, they should just be like, are you Muslim? Yeah. This should be that question.
That also did happen with the Customs and Border Patrol guy. Literally, he's like, it's like, oh, so he looks through my paperwork and he's like, all right, well, you got to come with me. And in the time frame, like, I always try to avoid telling people that I'm like a political commentator, especially not a Customs and Border Patrol agent. Mm. And I don't want to tell them like what I do exactly either, because I don't want them to be like, wait a minute. You're not here for a fucking tourism operation. It seems like you're doing commerce, mate. Fucking.
Yeah.
Now I'm British. I don't know why I'm British now. Fuck. Anyway. Like, so I don't want him to like ding me on that, right? So I'm just like, I'm a Twitch streamer. This guy's like 50 fucking years old. He didn't know what Twitch is. So I thought that would end the conversation dead in its fucking tracks. No. Inquisitive motherfucker. It's like, oh, Twitch streamer. My son watches Twitch. What kind of games? What do you do on Twitch? And I'm like, I'm not telling him I do politics. So I'm like, I play video games. And I'm thinking this will stop the conversation and we'll move on to the next question. No, my son loves video games. What do you play? Do you play FIFA? Do you play 2K? And I was like, no. And I, in my mind, I was thinking like, what's the fucking lamest, like nerdiest thing I can pull out of my ass? I was like, Final Fantasy VII. I play role-playing games. So then he's like, that did stop him. He did not inquire further about that at all. He was like, oh, fuck this guy. He's, you know, okay, fuck this dude. But then he starts talking to me about the TikTok ban. Because he's like, well, you're an influencer.
You'll know.
Do you think TikTok, and you're American, do you think TikTok's going to get banned? And, you know, I just immediately I flipped the switch and immediately I was, you know, being a fucking political commentator. And I started explaining to him how unfair it is because, like, America just simply wants to, like, take this very profitable corporation and like, sell it to an American by force. Not really a TikTok ban, blah, blah, blah. And I think that worked as well because I bored him. So then that was good.
Maybe just stick to political commentating.
Yeah. Like, I'm a political commentator. I will fucking bore you, I promise. So what ended up happening is we go to the X-ray machine. He looks through it. There's nothing going on. He's like, but in the process, there was the funny moment. He looks at my name. He's like, so Hassan. He's like, where are you from? And I'm like, Los Angeles, California. And he goes, but your name is Hassan. Where are you really from? And I was shocked because, like, they don't do that in America, like, which is surprising because, like, America's pretty fucking racist. But I've never had someone be like, but where are you really from?
That's not even a border control thing. Like, people on the street, like, even to me, racist, white guy, will just be like, where are you from?
Yeah.
You're not that
I noticed your eyebrows are a bit darker than mine.
Come on.
Tell me where you're from, sir. Yeah.
What are we working with? Well, the where are you from happened twice. It happened in the fucking Uber ride. Not Uber. It was like a driver that my manager had hired. And the guy immediately said the exact same thing. He's like, well, your name is Hassan. You're not from America. Like, where are you actually from? And that was a whole different can of worms. But I don't even want to get into that right now. So far, so good. What the fuck's going on in Australia? There's just spiders everywhere. They're so venomous.
You've survived, though.
It's terrifying.
You had a spider, like, thrown on you.
I did. This is going to come out in the video.
Nothing happened.
It was great, though, that we took you snorkeling, and fish were way more of a problem for you than spiders.
Yes.
Way more.
It was the most terrifying experience. I can't wait to see the GoPro of me shitting my pants as these, like, big-ass, like, puppy-sized fish are just like swimming at me.
I've never seen someone scream like that in the water.
No.
Ever.
It was actually really embarrassing. I can't go, can't go back to that beach.
It was.
I think it was a very manly scream, to be fair. I think it was more like, ah! Like it was...
Like you were fucking
shadow
boxing.
I was fighting the blue groper.
Blue groper.
Yeah, that's a weird name.
Maybe that's why they're called gropers.
Did you understand? Yeah. Because that one bit my nipple.
Yeah, that was weird. I've never, ever heard of that happening before.
Neither. I thought they were going to be more scared of me.
They, I think I much prefer fish being afraid of me than not being afraid of me.
Just wanting to kiss you.
It fucks you up when they just swim at you. You're like, this is not supposed to
happen. They've got no arms. It's like a paraplegic running at you. Like you can't.
That's scary.
That is scary. That's like some. That's like some Exodus shit.
Yeah. Like someone and their arms are like flailing around and they're just running at you head first. You'd be like, what the fuck? That's scarier than a dude. Wait,
so that's what you feel when you see a fish running at you?
You know what I feel?
Because I understand your fear now. Like yeah, if I felt you know that with
feel?
Fish.
I feel like everything in my mind is telling me that this is an alien organism and I shouldn't be here right now. I shouldn't be in the water. And also, like, what does he know that I don't know?
Yeah.
Because think about
spend
it.
Spend a lot of time in there. A lot of time to think.
Yeah. he's been down there. He knows a lot. He knows all the secrets of the ocean that I don't know. But that's not even it. I'm just saying, like, because most of the time fish are like, oh, that's big thing. Not, you know, that's alien foreign object here. I'm going to run away. That other fish doesn't give a fuck. So he knows something. He's confident.
It might just be horny.
Yeah, true.
As well. Yeah, just a horny like, fish.
You had a big blue shirt on.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna fuck
and you love
guy.
To grope.
Dude,
you're a blue groper.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know what he knows. He obviously, he has some set of skills that allow him to be that confident. I don't want to find out.
There's a boring but cute answer to that. Like, we're swimming in a protected zone. So, like, everywhere outside of that, you can fish for them. And in there, you can't. So, like, they know this somehow. And like when you're in the protected zone, they'll come up to you. And once you're out there, they're like, they don't want anything to do with you.
That also doesn't make a lot of sense. Because in my mind, in my head canon, fish are way stupider than that.
Yeah, I thought so as well. But this
is weird. You learn that they're actually pretty creepy and then it makes you feel like you don't want to kill them. But then I keep killing them anyway.
Because Finding Nemo is a documentary, as we established. This is the this is the peak of my Australian content, is like finding out that, you know, fish are actually smart. Well, some of them are dumb. There's the one with the amnesia.
Yeah, the turtle, though. That doesn't count.
Turtle?
In Finding Nemo?
Was it the turtle that had amnesia?
Oh, that.
I thought it was like the other little girl fish that was like...
Dory. Dory. Doesn't Dory forget
that
shit?
Is not the turtle. Yeah, that's like...
A turtle's just a stoner. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, okay. Just a high guy.
Yeah.
Also forgets things.
We did find out that turtles are horny. So horny today that like that one of them fucked a rock so hard that it... broke their shell, which is impossible to break. We've had some good fun so far, I think.
We've done a lot in a very, very short period of time.
I know.
I would like to sleep.
Okay. Point, but. let's go around. Let's try this thing that we were doing before we started before we started the stream. Do your American accent.
I can't. It's so hard. Where am I looking? What's my guy? I can try my best. It's really hard to speak in an American accent. My name's Alexa. I'm here on a podcast with Hassan.
Why do you put that on?
And it's the only one I can do. Everything else is
because
impossible.
Because he sings Johnny Cash, so that's singing
that's
voice.
That's the only American accent I know.
Oh my God, that's why you do that well. Yeah. That makes so much sense, bro.
All the other ones are impossible.
That makes so much sense, bro. Bro, fuck. he was saying that I only have a couple phrases that I like nail perfectly,
it's like certain words are like indistinguishable, and then the direct next one will be absolutely nothing like the Australian accent. So it's like a hard one to like judge.
What if it's more like I'm Australian but I lived in America for too long?
Yeah.
So
that,
now
that happens here a lot because like people think America's cool. So I remember I had this kid in high school. He went to like America for a week with his family. He came back. He had an American accent for the rest of high school. It was super lame. I was like putting it on, but it's like, oh, this is my thing now. I'm an American guy.
But we get that as well. They're international schools where it's
they're
Australians, but they don't live in America.
But they interact with a lot of them.
And then they just have American accents for some reason. Some reason our autistic people as well have American accents.
What?
I'm not joking.
Autistic Australians have American accents?
Yes.
Where do you think autism comes from?
Every single autistic kid at our school... had an American accent.
I mean, like, I know a lot of autistic people with an Australian accent. How come you don't have an American accent?
Yeah, kind of odd that you're saying this right now. Yeah. Sounded real Australian, big dog.
Perfect American accent.
Yeah. No. Is it like a nerdy American accent? It's like, actually.
It's like an anime. It's like an anime American accent.
Oh.
Like a dramatic, I don't know, dramatic accent.
Yeah, do it. Do your autistic American accent. Go ahead. Fuck it.
I can't. I only do one American accent. It's the only one I know.
Okay. You're doing. This is turning into Cumtown real fast. Yeah, by the way. Yeah. This literally has become Cumtown immediately. Yeah. No. This is Johnny Cash, but he's autistic. But he's autistic.
Yeah.
He just hears the trainer coming, and that's all he cares about.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Is that Johnny Cash?
That's Waylon Jennings, I think.
I think Johnny Cash sang that too, though.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty incestuous in country music. They'll steal each other's
songs.
He's
done covers. Like, his Hurt cover is, I think, like the best version of the song in general.
Yeah.
I don't listen to any music except for that one song. That's very sad. I don't know. It's fucked up. You guys are coming to America soon.
Yeah, in June.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're excited.
How long are you planning on staying there?
Until you kick us out, I think, is the plan. Okay, like last time.
Okay, so you're not
squatters' rights.
What are we gonna do when we're out there?
I really want to go to a prison rodeo.
Yep.
I heard you guys have like real life gladiators in America, and like I saw the movie with Russell Crowe, and I thought that was just like ancient Rome, but it's apparently.
I mean, football's kind of like that too, honestly.
Yeah, but they're not like slaves.
True. Yeah.
What do you mean? Like some of them have been to prison?
No. I meant like...
Oh, gladiator.
Football,
oh, they just kill each other.
Football.
Like they all get CET.
They are
CET
like straight up pummeling on one another, and then their lifespan is like greatly shortened. And then the NFL hides the fact that like it was actually killing them like a lot.
Yeah.
Like until they commit suicide. Like, killed. Yeah.
We have very similar sports here. But it's like, it's not just that it like kills them, but it makes them like really angry.
Yeah,
like
CTE.
If you look up, I think AFL and rugby here, like they have the highest domestic abuse rates out of any sports. But that makes sense. First, because of the culture and they hit their heads a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like there's, if you're really good at doing that one thing, you think that's how you solve the problem.
I'm not even,
it's like cops, you know what I mean? Yeah. Cops are just like so good at beating the shit out of people. Yeah. That they just think like, oh, my soup is cold. Which so it's how time to do the thing that I did to the 14-year-old black kid earlier.
Yeah. It should be a rule then that like rugby players, AFL players, they are only allowed to date people as big as them.
Yeah.
So when they have a problem, it's like, well, this is like we're playing that game again.
Yeah.
We're having a scrum.
I thought
right
they should
now.
Be celibate like monks.
I love that. Dude, cum retention. That would make them more powerful.
Oh, it's too scary.
They would be too good.
They'd run through the gates of the stadium and then just
they'll
keep
do
going.
Like airbending or something. Like, I don't even know where they would take
they
them.
Start levitating randomly. They did too much semen retention. Okay, well, I want to hear what you guys think about this, but I think that there should be like legalized steroids in sports.
Definitely.
I feel like it would genuinely improve it.
I mean, I suppose it was a separate category. You still had like all natural sports.
Why? I think everything you should, if you're an athlete and we have a better way to be an athlete, then you're not an athlete if you're not taking steroids. Like that's just the best way to be the best at it.
Yeah. So you're on board with it as well?
I'm completely on board with it.
Okay. I'd like to watch it, but I'd also like to watch different versions.
No, I want
to,
if I can watch a faster man, I'm going to watch the faster guy.
Yeah, but like, let's say you have like a cyborg Olympics, you know, would you want them competing with the steroid guys?
Yes.
so they crush them. Yeah.
Yeah. Body modification all the way. Like some guys are cyborgs. Some guys have like really pushed it to the max with steroids. There would be no natural, just like no steroid guy.
No.
At all. No. But I mean, who cares? I don't give a shit. I want everybody to look like fucking Baki characters.
I mean, if they're already fucking getting CTE and like dying earlier, this isn't a big jump. It's not like.
Probably be healthy. You'd probably have to work out less to achieve the same results.
You think working out is the least
it's
unhealthy
part
of sports?
Yeah. I mean, a work-life balance. You get more of a work-life balance.
I don't think think that's why they get fucked up, dude.
I think it is. They're just stressed out. Like
yeah. Nobody's going, oh, thank God I have to work out less. Like, this is the worst part of my job.
Maybe that's true. I just had it all wrong.
It's so silly. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
okay,
but
let's see. What do I have here? I realize that, like, this podcast is basically always about me yelling at Austin about all of the things that he did to me over the week. And then, like, you know, Will coming in with, like, one pet peeve that he has. And then Cutie just kind of also doing that a little bit. So, like, normally, normal podcasts, the way they work, like, we have topics to talk about. Well, we don't really fucking have any topics to talk about.
We've been doing the same
about,
thing. For like-
except for the fact that... Yeah, except for the fact that when I first came down here, I, of course, didn't plan well ahead of time. I just basically hit you guys up and I was like, I'm coming.
Mm.
And which was great because you guys were like, okay, cool. Also, you don't have a space.
You're like, where are you staying? That sounds sick. And it's like, your house.
Well, because I had the realization, I was like, fuck. Like, I haven't told Hassan that we don't, because the last time I spoke to you, we had a spare room. And I was like, my brother's living here now. So I was like, we'll do it. We'll tell him. And then Alexa was like, no, no, it's cool. We'll just bunk up and Hassan can stay here.
He was very excited about it. So no,
I don't want to sleep in the same bed with Alex. Like, it's not appealing to me, but you know, sometimes you got to do things.
Yeah.
Sacrifice it.
Yeah. It just seems like a big sacrifice. But... Yeah, no, I just totally, I was like, no, I'm staying. I'm staying in your house. No, I was going to get a hotel, but then I felt bad that you were like going to bunk up.
Nah, we bunk up all the time. Sometimes it's like spooky here, some scary nights.
It's pretty scary.
What do you think of my room? Is it nice?
Dude, this house is so sick. It's actually, it's covered in trash right now because I ruined it. Like I came in and immediately the first thing I did after getting off the 15-hour flight was I basically put all of the things that I had in my bags, I opened them up in the middle of the fucking space. And there's just stuff everywhere. Like, I sprawled out here. It's disgusting and I'm really sorry for it.
You shouldn't feel bad because we did tidy before you came.
It was
what I do when I come home, but my bag is filled with sand.
It's full of fish.
It's the same thing that you do.
Yeah.
Or like dead fish. Like,
yeah, it's so much worse.
It was so sick when I first walked in. It's like, it's very tastefully decorated. Like, even down to your grandmother's dead boyfriend's furniture.
Table, yeah.
Yeah. It's sick. Like, it fits very well. Your room is awesome. There's so much commie shit everywhere, by the way. Like, an unimaginable amount. Like, it's way worse than my house. I feel like I have way less commie shit than you do.
Yeah, and ours is very aggressive North Korean propaganda as well.
Yeah, you have, like, agitprop everywhere. Your room is insane.
I try my best.
You read too much. Like, you read like
a trot. Those aren't for reading. They're just there. So you would comment on it on the podcast.
For the babes to come over and be like, wow, you have a projector in your room.
Yeah, true.
Do you use it?
Yeah, all the time.
I feel like that's not a very good way to like watch stuff.
What do you mean? Is it too bright?
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. You don't have to like do anything. You just kind of like lie down.
Yes, you do. You have to press a button and then you have to wait for it to go and you have to focus it. I don't have to focus a TV.
You definitely have to move your fucking art piece that you have.
No. It like cuts out just underneath that.
Oh, really?
Just on top of that, yeah. Everything's worked out perfectly.
I want to bring it out here to show it.
Okay. I'm very, very happy about that.
The art piece that you have in your room.
I made it last week in preparation for Hassan coming.
Wait, really? Did you make it last week?
No, I was making
it. Are you bringing it?
I did make it last week, but
okay.
Do you want me to bring it?
You're getting up.
Okay. I'm very excited.
I was going to get up and get it. He literally is okay.
It was great when he was making this though, because this was his like first time using the tools in the garage.
Oh.
So everything was, he was just like, how do I use a circular saw? And then he would just keep using tools that are incredibly loud without headphones, without earmuffs.
Oh, that's not.
And have you noticed he's completely deaf?
Oh, that's why he's deaf?
He's completely deaf. He's not completely deaf, but he just can't.
Ta-da.
Some would say it's a waste of a harp.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't understand. You have to explain this art piece to everybody.
First,
explain what it is to those at home who are listening.
It's just something to like put flowers on, put plants on. But it's like, it's an old harp.
It's such a soft boy thing to make.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's a harp with flowers in it.
It's
You're ran through, dog. This is some ran through ass shit. March loves it. Like immediately.
Yeah, he's a soft boy too.
A red flag right there. This is some ran through ass shit. It's a fucking harp that he like gutted.
It was already fucked. I got it for like $40 because the whole soundboard was like lifted off. Everything was destroyed. So I was just like, I was going to just turn it back into a harp, but I thought like, I'll do something much harder and like less fun, which is like make this fucking thing and like cut it all out and put it.
Yeah. You put nicely. He put a wooden board in the middle of it. And then he just placed a fake plant.
No, it's a real plant.
That's a real plant.
In Australia, we've got some nice.
Not everything plant. Is artificial grass in Australia.
It looks so fake. I just didn't even think twice. I was like, "That's a fake plant."
No, it's all
do
real.
Do you have to take care of it?
Yeah, yeah. This is a fresh guy.
His son's learning the plants are real.
Like, what do you have to do to take care of it?
You're so not ran through. You never spoken to a girl before. Yeah, you have to water plants.
Yeah,
wait
I don't
a minute,
have any plants, dude.
Can we compare it though to the music thing instrument that I have that's art, and then we can see which one's better?
Oh, what, yours is better.
Sawed off guitar. So you,
and look, you can place it anywhere. You can place it anywhere.
So why did you do that?
Well, I didn't need to see.
Why is he flexing on you right now?
Well, because I just remembered that I've got an art piece as well. That's a music instrument.
Let him have his moment. He's not good at a lot of stuff. But
when it comes to fish facts.
Oh man, he's fucking.
Yeah,
so I'm great.
Yeah, when it comes to fish facts, he's like, he's all right. Yeah.
But this is the only thing I've made out of. The 4 years of making dumb shit that I was like, this is actually kind of nice looking.
It does look very cool. I thought it was like actually an art piece.
Yeah.
When I saw the harp, I was like, that's actually an art piece. That's what I thought as well.
No, it's not done. I got a lacquer this stuff. It'll be the same color as the rest of the harp. And then we're done. I don't want bigger
what
plants.
What do you have to do to take care of these fucking plants?
Just water them.
Is that
a question?
There's some sunlight in there, but I got ones that are like good in the dark.
Yeah, see, that's a good question because like some plants you can keep in the dark and other plants you have to like not water that much. Some plants you water too much.
Sure. But sure. I'll say, when you buy a plant, like I buy these plants, there's a little tag. It says, water me this, put me in the sun for this long.
Yeah, you have a lot of shrubbery in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves nature. He's one of those nature pedophiles.
Yeah, it's weird, dude. How much you love nature is odd.
No, it's not. It's the coolest thing there is.
The nature is the coolest thing there is.
And you get to shoot it.
We got like fucking Hadron Colliders. You think nature is the coolest thing? Fuck that. I'm so on not on the nature.
You're not a Hadron Collider guy. That's your brother.
Hadron Collider.
You got a hard-on for a Hadron Collider?
YouTube channel. He's a Hadron Collider. Yeah, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, so do I. I'm not saying I don't like that.
I just love, I love conquering nature. I legitimately, like when I go up into the fucking mountains, like my brother would be like, let's go off-roading. I'm like, ugh, so fucking lame, whatever. It makes no sense. There's no goal. The goal is to get stuck so you can get unstuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, that makes no sense.
I also hate that.
You drove like 100 miles into like dirt.
Yeah.
So you can undirt yourself. That makes no fucking sense to me. But the thing that I always look at is like when we're on the mountaintops, I'm like, fuck, man, look at these big ass beams bringing power into the fucking city. And I'm like, yeah, fuck you, nature.
See, I like that as well. I like both.
Yeah.
You have to choose.
No.
No, you have to choose one right now.
No.
Okay, brutalist, like gray blocks for public housing or fucking in nature.
I want brutalist, but like a plant is growing all over it.
Okay, that does sound
like Last of Us. That's what I want.
That sounds kind of cool, actually. Fuck. Okay, you win that one. I'll take it. I'll take that. I like that you guys did your art, like you're showing.
No, he just put his in front of mine. Yeah. They just couldn't handle.
It's show and tell, though.
Also, I heard you talking shit over there that I never use tools. No, I made a whole ass guitar.
He could hear you?
Yeah.
Turns out he's not that deaf.
Yeah, so yeah. I take it back, Alexa.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wait, you made a whole ass guitar?
Yeah. It's not here, though. I definitely made it.
Where is it?
It's at a friend's house. It's
sounds so fake.
Yeah. Well, it's because you started telling the story and you're like, this doesn't.
Yeah, it sounds so fucking shit. I'm like, it's not here. It's at a friend's house. That's it.
Yeah. It's like just like your girlfriend.
She's not here. She goes to another school.
Sure. Definitely.
Yeah. She likes me. She thinks I'm really cool.
She loves my art piece. Yeah. You did say that.
No, she inspired it. I'm like, I'm going to make a harp. She's like, well, why don't you make a plant thing? And I'm like, because I wanted to have a big plant in the middle of my room. It's like, why not do both?
Well, win-win for everybody. Yeah, but you have like, what are the other things you have on the wall? You have like a no human sign.
Oh, yeah. You can read Mandarin. Oh, no, sorry. The picture says no humans. Yeah. I was so confused.
I can't read Mandarin. Yeah, just, like, how did you know? In the middle and it just says no.
Yeah. It was a big metal sign. We were in Beijing and we were doing like urban exploring. So we're trying to like break into like these abandoned factories.
It's like the largest steelworks in China. And they closed them because of the Beijing Olympic Games because they were producing too much pollution. And it's like the size of, I don't know, three times this suburb.
What is it in America? How many football fields or like?
Oh, just for the factory.
For the factory. That's biggest sick building I've ever seen in my life. And it was overrun with stray dogs.
It was actually pretty terrifying.
It was fucked. There were times where we like entered a room, pitch black, stepped on broken glass, and then we just heard like, and we would just start sprinting away and had 10.
Well, sometimes you got like rabies and shit.
Yeah, it was bad.
Well, I got a rabies injection because I got fucking scratched by a dog.
Oh, you did get
it? Yeah, not on that trip, but later.
We cheated the system as well because it was before we had any money at all. And we were traveling to China and like you're meant to get...
You don't really need
We don't have money now either, but like...
No, that's not what I was saying.
You mean his spending habits
haven't
changed. I
don't spend money either, but...
Yeah, you are so fucking frugal now. We'll get to that in a second.
Back then it was worse. And like we... I think it's like $120 to get like a rabies injection. And we're going to go to China and go to all these dodgy places. And we're just like, we don't need to get the injections. There's a scheme you can do. If you get exposed and you come back and you say... We call like the government hotline. You're like, fuck, I have rabies. Because it like doesn't exist in Australia, they take it so seriously and they rush you out and they give you the injection for free.
It's so, like literally, because it happened to me, I came back and was like, I told them within 2 hours they had this really incredibly expensive medication sent to my local
doctor. It
wasn't
incredibly expensive. We just didn't want to spend like $100.
No, but the vials are once they actually have to give you the injections. And then the funny thing is my doctor fucked it up. He didn't shake up the bottle. And he just gave me the saline on top of the actual thing. Then I like, it hurt more than usual. I was walking home and he gives me a call. He's like, Alex, you're going to have to come back. I only gave you salt water in the needle. And I'd been scratched by a dog. So I was like, at risk.
So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
I heard about.
You didn't cheat the system. You definitely just needed a rabies.
I should have just done that before though. Yeah.
But I cheated the system because I didn't get scratched by a dog. But I'm like, this shit's free. Like, fuck yeah. I called them. I'm like, I got scratched.
Wait, you got one too?
Oh, that's like, what I told you. Yeah,
I was just like, oh, I got scratched by a dog. But like, I didn't have any like marks anywhere. So I was like, how do I make this believable? I'm like, oh, maybe I was petting it and it like bit my finger. And I'm like, yeah, I got bit in my finger. They're like, oh, that's bad. I'm like, what do you mean? And it's just like, oh, because, you know, like we have to flood the zone with like the rabies vaccine. And because the finger's so small, they can't fit enough into it. So they were just like, we're just going to have to pump as much of this stuff into your finger as we can.
And you're like, yes.
It was so painful though. My finger was like twice the size, just swelling with liquid.
You fucking deserve it. What the fuck?
You're like that guy in America that got vaccinated 120 times for some reason. That's you.
Well, I'm immune to rabies now. It's free.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And I didn't have to get bitten by a dog.
That's insane. You guys have done a whole lot of like crazy shit. You literally went to China to the dog eating thing as well. Yeah. Which you guys never really
That's my bad. I'm just like too lazy.
I think it's still potentially going
to
be released.
I'd like to put it out. It's just like it's such a big project and there's so many like quicker things that like we can get out.
You do work a lot.
Yeah.
There's so much going on.
You know how long it took to make this thing? It takes a lot. I don't know how much time.
You can't tell that story after showing that.
Yeah. That's crazy. I know. you're held up with all of the fuel efficiency that you engage with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm producing fuel for Australia by driving my car so well.
Yeah. Wait, before we talk about your frugal habits, Yeah, let's talk about the other when you went to China to the dog eating festival.
Yeah.
Is that what?
Yeah.
I mean, because when you guys first told me, so before we continue here, all three of us are big cinephiles, in which like it's the opposite of I guess a cinephobe or cinephiles. We like China. We think China is chill. Like it's cool. It's developing. It's great. It's developed. It's awesome. So when you guys told me about that, I always thought that it was fake.
Yeah, no.
Like the dog eating thing, I always thought it was like, oh, here we go again. This is like another fucking fake bullshit. Like,
yeah.
No, they just straight up do it.
It is, but it's like, I don't know how real it is now. Like the Chinese government has over time been like putting pressure on it. Like
you think they were like, yo, this shit's like looking, this is a bad look.
It looks bad.
It literally, it was
like, yo, white women love dogs, bro. Yeah, we got to cut this shit out right now.
It was interesting though, because it was never like completely legal. Like it's always in a gray zone. So like you're not allowed to eat meat that doesn't have like certain certifications, and you can't breed dogs for eating. So they're exclusively street dogs, and it's kind of like authorities in the regions that like dogs, like down south, they kind of just look away because the festival brings a lot of money in, like a lot of tourists.
So like people do straight up travel to be like, oh, can't wait to eat the dog.
Yeah. And it was interesting interviewing the people there, because there were some people that were like, dog is the best fucking meat you've ever had. And they were also like, we had so much.
It was like kilograms of dog that day.
Was it good?
It was kind of like lamb.
It was a bit like lamb, but you know how like lamb is thick meat? This was like, you know when you get like Chinese chicken where it's hanging up and they chop it up so it's cut not in fillet, so you've got a lot of bones. Every piece we had
was
very bony. So you had to kind of pull it off.
Speaking of bones, I fucking almost chipped my tooth on a dog's dick when I was there. They gave me.
You presented that like you sucked the dog's dick, bro.
Yeah, well, you did. Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. It wasn't alive. I don't know if that makes it better, but like
we have this on video as well.
Yeah. So one of the dudes there gives it to me, and like we don't speak any, not even Mandarin.
Why do you present it like that? Okay, go on. Sorry. So you suck the dead dog's
dick. The dead dog's dick.
This is going to get demonetized.
You had, so I don't speak, it was Cantonese down there. And the guy was kind of explaining to me, like, if you eat it, you'll like fucking, you'll have really like strong erections.
That was a big thing for everyone. They kept saying
like
for
every
libido.
Kind of food though, it wasn't just dogs. Like everything you fucking eat gives you an erection. They're just like, oh, this salad. Yeah,
were you just like super hard the whole time? Yeah.
No, he was super soft. That's
no,
what
all
I like.
All the
this
Chinese
guy.
Dudes around us were really hard.
They've
been eating it the whole life.
Like, yeah, I don't get that. But yeah, there's like a lot of like exotic meats that you consume to get your dick hard. I don't know what's up with that. Like, why is everybody always so stressed about this shit?
Yeah, but what if you're a woman as well? You're just like, this meat's not for me.
It makes your pussy harder.
It makes your pussy harder, yeah.
It makes your clit super hard. It's
rock
fucking
hard.
Crazy.
Yeah, this guy gave me the dick of like the dog, and I was like, oh, sick, I can't wait to try this. And I thought it was like my dick. I just kind of assumed it was just like a meaty kind of thing, and I went just bite into it. But they have this thing called like a baculum, so that dogs have like a bone in their boner. So it's like the bone comes out when they want to have sex, like surrounded by meat. Yeah, it's not like a soft thing, and it fucking hurts to bite.
Yeah.
It's
just, okay.
And they knew he was going to do that as well, because I think they just started laughing at you immediately.
I think they laughed at me because I ate it like an idiot. Yeah,
but also I don't think you meant to eat it. I think that's
the funniest
dumb white guys.
No, they definitely did.
That's also like the funniest way to like dunk on someone is like, ha, this idiot doesn't know how to eat dog dick.
You've never done that before.
What a loser.
How embarrassing.
Dude. I eat dog dicks for breakfast. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand it. It like, I guess it's because, I mean, it kind of does make sense because it's like it's an animal. So
well, that's what they were justifying. They were saying like when we had a translator there, we're talking to a lot of people, and they were like, look, people in India don't eat cows. Like, that's their sacred animal, but Americans eat so much cows.
But that's the difference. But they're eating more meat rather than less meat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But they also, so
like, I don't think Indians are like looking at Americans being like, I can't believe they're eating cows. Like,
oh, I think
some of them might be like that.
Maybe.
Like,
people think it's gross.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. Maybe
so
it's just
a big part of it was that, but then it in a way wasn't that as well, because I think the majority of Chinese people don't eat like dog. That. Yeah. Don't eat dog. And then they were just not even for Westerners hiding it from Chinese people.
Yeah,
like
they were just on edge.
It didn't say dog anywhere. Yes. It was called like crispy best meat or something.
Crispy best
meat? No, what was it called?
Succulent.
Yeah, something. No, there was a name, like a euphemism for it that would say because you can't advertise it.
Yeah.
The reason why I asked if it was like actually good is like, because what if it is just fire?
It's
right?
not bad.
You have it and you're it's like, this bad. Is the greatest meat I've ever had in my entire life. That's why they're like, the government can't stop us. Like, they're just like, dude, no, fuck this.
What?
Like,
that's what I found so funny.
This is like the new Falun Gong movement. Like, but instead of weird meditation shit and like not allowing race mixing or whatever the fuck the Falun Gong guys believe in, they're like, no, we have to have dog meat. Well, the CIA starts working with the dog meat people.
To overthrow.
Yeah, they're doing Shen Yun, but like in America where they're like, you have to eat the dog meat. It's so good.
That's what I found really weird about some of the interviews, because like a lot of it felt pretty American. Like the way these people were talking about it, like the government can't stop us. Like I can eat whatever I want. Like you can't tell people what to do. It was just, I don't know. It felt like
and we did it back
like
to back.
Freedom in consumption is such a like funny.
Yeah.
If we just start getting suspicious articles placed in like the New York Times about how like these brave warriors fighting against their oppressive regime in China, and it's just the dog guys, I'm gonna know that they were watching the podcast and like, that's the thing, that's the new thing.
That's how we do it.
That's how we hit these guys.
It's
hard.
It's funny though, because like I don't know what it's like now, but at the time they were making the documentary in Korea, they have like a dog meat industry. Like it's completely legalized. You have dogs that are bred like
there's
specifically
farms.
For like meat, and
they eat dog meat in Korea too.
Yeah, yeah. Like factory farm. It's not illegal.
How
it's
come
like,
we don't fucking hear about Koreans eating dog all the time?
You know they eat dog in Switzerland as well.
Yeah,
at the same scale, but it's like there's a holiday.
Yeah, and it's like all these mountain villages.
Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy. It's
but
just
it's,
like,
but it's one. That's why we did it, because it's always it's framed like as you know China. It's a Chinese thing. Chinese people are barbaric.
But like they don't even fucking like. They don't do it as freely as other countries do.
Yeah.
There's a shame to it. Yeah. Like, so when they're eating it in Switzerland, there's like they're doing it like secretly. Like,
yeah. But in Korea, they just have farms.
Yeah.
There's literal like, factory
you can,
farms.
You can
for
look
dogs.
It up. There's like a specific kind of dog breed that's just for meat.
It's like a mastiff. It's like a big
is it
guy.
Cute?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, all animals are cute. Like,
no.
Pigs are cute.
That's true. But like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I've pet a pig. You know, they're like, well, pigs are like kind of gnarly.
They can.
Have you guys ever like been in contact with a pig?
Yeah,
we got in contact with a big pig. Fucking.
This is when we're filming this.
Oh,
fucked your ass.
Yeah, I got bitten on the ass by a giant pig. It was so fucking painful.
Yeah.
This was a big, like I don't know,
they get real big,
200-300 kilos maybe.
It was like impossible. Like when it walks past you, just like it's like a truck. Like the air that comes with it, like pushes you back. It was so.
That's too big.
It was so heavy. It's not true, but it was felt very similar.
No, I mean, I only pet like little teacup pigs that are not like actually small pigs. There's no such thing as like a miniature pig.
Yeah.
That's a lie that they just tell
people. Yeah, yeah.
And then you're just stuck with this like behemoth in your house. But like when they're little babies in Japan, I went and like pet them. And like their hair is kind of coarse.
Yeah. Really
and
coarse.
It's like sparse.
Yeah.
And like you can see their skin. It was
the little
not
like liver spots on
experience.
Their back. Yeah.
Yeah. They're very cute, but like also kind of gross.
They look like a fat Englishman.
Yeah.
Kind of like. But the best thing about this pig interaction was we were looking for cute pigs to film. Oh. So we contacted a guy on Facebook Marketplace that said he had these miniature pigs. And he's like, yeah, my pigs, you can come film them. They're really cute. We're like, sure. We rock up at this bogan guy's house and it was like, I don't know, looked a bit like a...
Like a pigsty, mate.
Like a pigsty. Very good. And then this pig just came up. First thing he did was massive, was just like take a chunk out of Alexa's arm.
It was so bad.
Like beat you so hard, you fucking...
And like, that just...
You're bleeding?
Yeah,
bleeding.
That just scared me for the rest of the day. I'm like, how the fuck are we going to film this? Like these...
Oh,
these are not,
it's terrifying.
These are, not pets. These are like, I don't know what this guy was doing.
It's food. You're like, pigs are not friends. They're food.
Yeah, changed my mind completely.
There are nice pigs out there. This guy
was
just...
Yeah, I mean, they're also super smart too.
Yeah.
But that's what I was saying. Like, I love Winnie the Moo is a cow in Maya's sanctuary, Alveus. And like, I love that fucking thing. Mm. It's like a big, stupid dog. You know?
Cows,
like,
they got big eyelashes.
Yeah,
they're very cute.
They love, like, there's like a spot... I feel like when you connect with an animal, like when you find their spot, when you're scratching it, they go, oh, this is so good. That's when you're like, oh, fuck. I don't feel that way about cows at all. I still want to eat that shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. But dogs is just, it's you know, I know it's like hypocritical, technically. Actually, it's hypocritical, but like it does feel weird.
Yeah, no, I can understand it. It did feel weird being there because the point of the docker was to talk about that point. Yeah,
it felt weird when you ate a kilo of dog meat.
Well, I mean, it's just like we're white.
This feels so weird.
We're white people at like a dog meat festival. Like, chances are we're activists. So we really, every time we sat at a table to interview people, we needed to kind of like prove that we're like on there.
We literally had the cops come up and then they saw us eating the dog meat and they were literally like, oh. These guys are kind of cool. Yeah. They took some photos with us. They watched us eat them. Like, literally, our plan of eating as much 2 kilos of dog each worked so well.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yes. Everyone was like, these white guys love dog. Like,
that's,
fuck.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But it was like a wider kind of anti-capitalist point in the docker that doesn't exist. But, like, we're following these, like, anti...
Because you're too busy, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. We're following these anti-dog meat activists who, like... Can I even reveal this? Is it like... I won't say the person, but, like, should I reveal the kind of twist?
Maybe no, don't reveal the twist.
Save it for the... Save it for... Dude.
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Leave it as a cliffhanger.
Yeah. But we stumbled upon a sweatshop, which is very important in the story.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The activists were... Never mind. I don't know what the...
Oh, I mean...
I don't even want to speculate. Yeah. I don't even want to speculate.
Yeah. It's good.
But when the documentary does come out, you guys will watch it if it does come out.
We should be spruiking a docker that's never coming out.
It's coming out.
I hope so.
It's coming. It's just where obviously...
Bro, you don't even know if they still do it.
Yeah.
It's so long.
No, I think and it's we're
obviously like 7 years ago. So we look young.
I think they don't do it anymore. So someone told us after COVID they shut all the wet markets.
Yeah.
We filmed
they stopped wet markets. I think they got rid of the dog shelters.
Yeah.
They thought dogs were vectors for spreading COVID. And like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what happened after that.
Dude, there's so many dogs that you could have eaten that they just like killed and buried somewhere, including the fucking steel mill that you guys went to. That's why I thought about the dog. When you talked about the stray dogs in the steel mill, I was like, damn, there's a lot of dogs you can fucking just round up. You know, what are they going to do? It's better to just eat them than to 100%. Fucking kill them and not use their meat. Oh, you know what I mean? I'm sure I didn't know that there's like a successful Korean dog meat industry.
I don't know if it still exists. They had pressure, I think, during the Seoul Olympics ages ago to close it, but it did nothing.
Why is it always the Olympics? Why does the Olympics make people be like, yeah, we got to change our country because we're playing a sport?
Well, I think that's just an advertising thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they banned it. Your documentary is never coming out.
Fuck. It's never coming out
because like even the flip side of it is gone.
What is it?
The consumption of dog meat is heavily restricted and soon to be illegal in South Korea on January 9th, 2024.
Oh, I'm fucked.
So the South Korean parliament unanimously passed a law banning the distribution and sale of dog meat to take effect in 3 years.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I got
That's
time.
How you know they fucking still eat that shit. This is so widespread. We can't just shut it down tomorrow. It's going to take at least 3 years.
Well, it's like a whole industry. How do you even like replace those jobs and those factories? I guess you just put pigs in there instead of dogs and then you're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so funny because I'm rooting for people to keep eating dogs just so we can release this docker now.
Yeah. I got 3 years. I got a deadline. It's been like 7 years. I need another three. I got a good decade to get this out.
It does sometimes take you guys a long time to finally complete projects. You told me about torturing me the first time a year ago when you came and stayed at my house.
Yep.
It took me to come out to Australia to complete the project, which is still not complete.
No. I mean, we've done as much on this as I have on the dog meat thing. So it could be another 10 years.
No. America is going to, by the time you take this out, America's going to apologize for torturing. We're going to find out they never even tortured.
Yeah.
We'll just change the country then.
Yeah.
We'll be like, I can't believe Australia does this. Russia does this.
It's true. There's plenty of countries that still torture. Yeah. So you can just like massage it a little bit. Yeah. And the techniques are always the same.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
They do rely on old school methods. I'm just looking at like dog meat for sale in the Gyeongdong market in 2007.
Is that in Korea?
Gaegogi. Yeah. Gaegogi.
Even you just reading that out makes it sound delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound too much like bulgogi.
Yeah.
It was so nice in China because they'd like fry it up with like ginger and soy sauce. And
he's actually getting nostalgic about eating dog.
No, it's like the smell. I mean, it has nothing to do with dog. It's like the sauces they put in it, but like just really good Chinese food.
Consumption of dog meat has experienced a precipitous decline over the past 3 decades in South Korea. This has been attributed to changes in legislation, a couple of white boys with swag coming to China and also to Korea to find out the consumption of dog meat.
You did that really well. Yeah. That fucking killed
Even
me.
Even when you said white boys with swag, I was like, this could still be real.
It could be still be us.
But we don't have swag, yeah. So probably not about
Demographic
us.
Demographic decline of the minority that consumes dog meat and the increasing number of dogs owned as pets. Estimates of the number of animals consumed vary widely and are subject to significant debate. Foreign media often quotes estimates of 1 or 2 million dogs consumed per year.
Mm.
I guess that's like kind of small when you think about
it. Yeah, we're doing the numbers and it's like there are insane things for me. Like I think like saying like 5 million, 50 million. I forgot how many pigs just get thrown out.
There are in 2020, the Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs reported 200 registered dog farms. And there were still unregistered farms in the country on top of that. So you're right. It was like out in the open. Yeah. And I never even knew about it. I only knew about like them doing the festival in China.
It was funny. I traveled to Vietnam when I was like 19. And there was a bit of dog meat down south. And the funny kind of cultural thing, because like Vietnam is like Buddhist, but you've also got lots of Catholics from like the French colonization. And it's like only the Catholics that eat dogs. The Buddhists are like, oh, yuck. it's like a Catholic thing. So dog markets get really big around Christmas.
But a Buddhist vegetarian? Is that a thing?
Why the fuck do the Catholics eat the dog meat?
I don't know.
That's probably so strange. You should investigate.
Maybe they were
that.
Poorer? I don't even know. I don't know what the...
They converted the broke boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't have that Buddhist mindset. Broke is a mindset. That's wild. You guys have done a lot of crazy shit. Many people here probably don't even know. They're like, oh yeah, you do engineering videos and you broke into the CIA base. But like you have, I knew about these guys many, many years ago before I ever met them and had totally forgotten about them basically because of the haircut documentary.
Do you know how you found, because that wasn't really big on YouTube.
It would have had like 15,000.
Maybe it was like a socialist Reddit or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it was, because like especially in the early days of my Twitch stream, I definitely had a lot of like hardline, like, you know, 10, 20 year communist like people that were like, oh, finally, we found a space for ourselves that they wanted to fuck up. Because <Okay? laughs> that's like the number one thing that socialists love doing is like going in, infiltrating spaces and fucking the vibes up. And they probably loved it because they're like, there's a phenomenon left book way back in the day that I observed that I thought was very strange. Like people that would say, not that like North Korea was like in a shitty situation because of sanctions, which is understandable and normal and true to say, but they would literally go so far as to say that like they eat hamburgers every day in North Korea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no homelessness.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
People that would like hype up North Korea from like Iowa, like an Iowa Maoist who's like, dude, you don't understand. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea, it's sweet. And it's like, no, it's not, because you would live there if it was fucking sweet.
Yeah, yeah. We had a lot of those people get in contact with us after the Korean video. But then also strangely, a lot of like almost conservative right-wing people that almost liked it from like a anti-government point of view. I remember we even went on like a right wing, like he was just wanted to chat to us about like, oh, anti-media stuff. Yeah. It was interesting that there was a crossover there. Yeah. Like
For those of you who didn't watch it, it's a great documentary. I highly recommend it. They go to North Korea to like dispel a lot of the rumors about like dispel a lot of the like false stuff that always circulates in not just social media, but like mainstream media about North Korea. Like, oh, Kim Jong-un, like, you know, ate his enemies or whatever.
Like, killed his uncle by feeding him to 150 starving dogs.
Yeah,
that's a lot of dogs.
And which is funny because like
that could have like eaten the dogs.
It's so crazy. How do they
eating the dogs? Exactly. Yeah. There's too many dogs to just waste. Which is really funny to think about because like Yeonmi Park still does that shit like very successfully, and people love eating it up. Because, like, I think it's just copium. Like, we need something to be like...
There must be a worse place.
So much worse than our situation. Thank God we don't have healthcare. Because, like, we could be like Korea. But I was fascinated by it because, like, I obviously thought that there's a lot of... What's going on?
Oh, it's Lucas.
Oh, okay.
They're just talking.
Oh, I got scared. I thought there was, like, a crowd of people
coming
into your house. They're finally, the CIA is like, they're like, all three of them are here. Drone strike them now. But yeah, no, I thought it was really good. And you go and you get the haircut, which you suspiciously have never changed since you got the fucking haircut.
It's the best haircut I ever had.
No, it's weird because he had long hair before the fucking haircut documentary. And ever since then, you've only had this hair.
I always show them the exact same photo from the documentary. Just like, I want to look like I did when I was in Korea.
It was a fade though, right?
Yeah.
It was it's just I only get a haircut like once a year.
Okay.
What's up?
Oh, he's just giving us that we're in an hour, so we can move on to the paywall stuff to get into like the real. Yeah, we'll hide
the dog
all of
eating the dog dick wasn't the bad one. I can't get any
that's
worse.
That's like half the fucking story. There's so much more that you can hear behind the paywall at patreon.com/fearand, where we'll talk about more of their travel stories in a little bit. So go to patreon.com/fearand. But yes, before we do that, where can people find you? What do you want to shout out?
YouTube, Boy on YouTube. Great channel.
I did a thing, YouTube, and Boy as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's double dipping.
That's true. I did a things, a channel is, I mean, you also do a little bit of, do a little bit of political commentary.
I try to mix it in when I'm kind of like a little bit bored with just making something stupid. I'm like, I'll talk about something.
Like you did the man catchers?
A little bit real. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very pro-police.
Oh, like you did the Black Lives Matter one where you show protesters how to like survive different.
I mean, it's not very good advice. I don't think you should make your own bulletproof vest and think you can get shot with an American gun.
Yeah, or when you did the school shooting one.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah, that was a good video. But yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk more about some of you guys' adventures, and also I'm going to tease an adventure that we're going to go on. So, see you on the next one.